Spiritual freedom is an important theme in science. A Scientologist may speak about becoming more spiritually aware, overcoming limitations, increasing ability, or progressing toward greater freedom. A respectful Christian does not dismiss this longing. The desire for freedom is deeply human. People want freedom from fear, guilt, confusion, destructive habits, painful memories, and the power of death. The important question is this: how is true spiritual freedom received? Scientology presents a graded path of spiritual advancement. Christianity presents salvation as God's gracious action for people who cannot save themselves. The Bible teaches that the deepest human problem is not merely limited knowledge, reduced ability, or an unresolved spiritual condition. Our deepest problem is sin. Sin is our turning away from God, placing created things in God's place, and seeking life independently of our Creator. Sin affects our thoughts, desires, relationships, communities, and bodies. It also brings guilt, alienation, suffering, and death. Christianity does not teach that we overcome this problem by moving upward through levels of spiritual achievement. The gospel announces that God came down to us. Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, entered created human life. He lived faithfully, died for our sins, and rose bodily from the dead. Through Christ, God offers forgiveness, reconciliation, eternal life, and resurrection hope. Ephesians 2:8-9 says that we are saved by grace through faith. Salvation is God's gift. It is not the result of our work, so no one can boast. Grace does not mean that spiritual growth is unimportant. Christians are called to grow in wisdom, holiness, love, courage, and service. But Christian growth begins with belonging to Christ. It does not earn salvation. A Christian is not progressing toward a condition in which grace is no longer needed. We remain dependent upon God. Even mature Christians experience weakness, grief, temptation, and limitation. Our confidence rests in Christ's completed work, not in our spiritual rank or personal ability. When speaking with a Scientologist, begin by listening. You might ask, what does spiritual freedom mean to you? Then listen without interrupting or preparing an immediate correction. A second question might be, do you understand spiritual freedom as something you achieve, something you receive, or both? After listening, disclose your own Christian commitment honestly. You could say, as a Christian, I believe our deepest freedom is received through Jesus Christ. May I explain what I mean if permission is given? Explain the gospel clearly. Humanity was created by God. We have sinned and cannot repair our separation from Him. God came to us in Jesus Christ. Jesus died for our sins and rose from the dead. Forgiveness and eternal life are received by trusting Him. Do not pressure the person for an immediate response. Do not treat the conversation as a debate you must win. Share Christ faithfully. Invite honestly. Trust the Holy Spirit with the outcome. True freedom is not becoming independent of God. True freedom is being reconciled to God, released from condemnation, and restored to life under the gracious lordship of Jesus Christ.